My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I went down to Palo Alto and played golf at 6:30.
Oh, you were up with the chickens.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. It is crossover time. We welcome in Mark Willard and Mark Grandy.
Grandy!
Pop in.
Portions of Mark Grandy.
Okay, portions.
He was great yesterday.
He can come on whenever he wants. And he's got some
thoughts.
He's got some takes today. I happen to know that, little birdie told me.
Oh, yeah. You were on fire. Well, I've been bragging on you all morning.
I mean, I was...
Are you still that hot?
I won the pool. Do you guys even know that you were in the pool?
Please help us.
It broke during my show.
Oh, gotcha.
It broke during my, I was, you know, when stories you know are coming, I always just mentally do that. Like, I wonder which show is going to get it. And I get mad when teams break stuff on Friday night. Don't do that. Cause it's fun. You know, you get to react right in the moment. And, there were aspects of it. I don't know how it grabbed you right when it happened. There were aspects of it that surprised me for sure. I still had to spend the evening kind of piecing it apart.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in terms of one of the things I've said for 2 months now, I have to at least take a little bit of I was wrong in terms of the leverage that, I mean, he got $30 million a year.
That he did. I didn't think he was getting that.
People are looking at it two different ways at the same time. Some will say like his holdout of camp got him nothing. At the same time, he's now one of the top 6 or 7 paid receivers in the game.
Man.
So, yeah.
Interesting. So your energy was Roger, it's just me, guru speak. Your energy was Roger Clemens-like yesterday because you felt like, tell me if I'm wrong, Willard, he had this same deal weeks ago.
Yeah, and that's why I'm still like, first thing I texted the guys this morning, because I always like to get a night of sleep.
Okay.
And I woke up and I said, I'm still annoyed at Brandon Ayuk. I'm like, I think I can simultaneously go, the Niners are going to be a better football team
this year.
Fans
are happy.
Well, sure, because fans, we're like, and I don't challenge anyone with this. If you want to just make nachos and be happy about tomorrow, God bless you. But I don't necessarily think about this situation that way. If you pitch to me that this definitely means Debo's gone next year, I'm bothered.
But what if I were to tell you or anybody, because Steiny brought that up, the biggest gift we can get is the present. What if we just focused on this season? As Steiny brought up the last dance element, I didn't think it applies, but it might if we're thinking like, how about you compartmentalize, or anybody like yourself, Willard, those issues, but yet enjoy what they got this 17 games.
I mean, we can do that at the same time, can't we? Do you worry about the future?
Oh, come on now.
Okay, but do you enjoy today?
Yes.
Like, I'm not going to root against Brandon. I'm not like a weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a Niner fan. And I, by the way, good Lord, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm so wrong. I hope I end up being so stupid on this. where Brandon performs like the absolute elite receiver he's now being paid to perform like, and the Niners have structured this in a way where like Debo and Brandon can both be on the team for at least two, maybe three more years.
Good luck with that.
And Pearsall can be good, and you can pay for it. Like, of course, I hope that all happens. And when that time comes, we can look at me and go, boy, you're a warrior for no reason. I hope that happens. I hope I'm wrong. Mm. Of course I will enjoy this year.
So it's not just you, Stani.
Of course it makes them better this year. But if you ask me, would I have done this if I knew, A, two things, that Debo was gone at the end of the year, and B, that Brandon behaved this way in the month of August? No, I wouldn't have done it.
Hmm. The one thing that struck me was, to me, the numbers, 4 for $120, $77 million. It's a lot, but it's reasonable. Yeah.
76.
Yes, what did I say?
77.
76
yeah.
million.
I mean, yeah.
It's reasonable.
Based on
that. So, at that point, my first question is, really? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's but really, from who? The team or him?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. It's it's like, really?
Like, I give, if you want to do, because people like to do this, right? You got a pie, and it's a blame pie, and you cut it up. 25% goes to you, Niners, and 75% goes to you, Brandon, and here's why. You Niners said you were dug in May. 26 were not budging. Well, yes, you did. So that was a lie. But I'll give Brandon more of the blame, because when you got to the time that mattered, we are arriving at camp, it's time to get ready for the season, you budged. You did budge. And you put the offer that Brandon and his people already agreed to with other teams and said, like, remember, TJ on our show,
28.
Give him the Amon-Ra deal, and he's there. And then the Niners did that, and Brandon went, no, and sat there for all of camp until the day they started finding him, and then goes, okay, now I'll come in. I'm sorry, that bothers me. Can't we hold people? Money talked, Charlie Sheen, Chris Tucker. I totally understand the fan that's like, don't care about any of this, Brandon's playing. Cool, totally understand. But aren't we also allowed to hold people accountable for how they get to a certain place? Right? Like, you're bothered by, example, the Giants free agency every year. Okay. Everyone's bothered, not that you didn't get Aaron Judge, but that you sort of promised that something was going to happen. Yeah. That means you don't like the way they're going about their business. I don't like the way anybody went about their business.
So for this, because I saw him on the chat on Twitter, for the people that say, did Bosa do anything different than Brandon? How would you answer that? Like, where was the venom towards Bosa?
And so is Trent. I have all respect in the world for, dude, just shut up and just do your thing. Then I've got all even Debo, which was a little loud, but what did Debo do? Got it done by camp. You get it? I'm so shocked that so many people are just this forgiving. We all just got dragged through a national lead story, annoyance, vibe-killing, camp-supposedly-killing story.
But what do you do with the anger as far as we got a game next Monday night?
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean? We look like... If you see Ayuk in the grocery store, you're going to say, what do you do?
Now you watch him and you start. Yeah. He starts to
there's
rebuild.
No doubt we're watching.
Confidence or favor with the fans. And
I just can't
three
believe
touchdown
he got
passes.
I was team
week one. Help.
30 mil? So was the 26 maybe wrong? Maybe it wasn't 26. How did he go from that to 30?
The Niners didn't do great this summer either. They didn't do great this summer. They misread it a bunch of different times.
30, Stein.
And then, to me, though, the answer on how badly the Niners misplayed it comes later. That comes next year.
We find the fallout.
I completely agree.
Let's find out what this means.
But wasn't that naturally going to be the case?
Maybe. And that's where, that I think, is a really good question. Like, what if it were 26? Then does the same thing apply? Is Debo gone just no matter what? You know, like, but now we see who leaves and does Brandon perform. That's when I think you assess whether the Niners did a good enough job or not.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it might change. It might change. I mean, Andrew Wiggins got that deal after the championship.
Wow.
And we were like, boy, it's It's a great number for Wiggins, 25-ish. Right. So he was a great play. Well, now it doesn't look very good.
It's a good point.
The one thing I do think we also can't just assume is, I think a lot of times, like, okay, Brandon, a four-year contract, he'll be here 4 years. And what I learned from the Draymond Green thing is teams don't want to give up an asset for nothing. They just don't. And the 49ers didn't like what they were getting for Ayuk. And I think it's totally within the realm of possibility. They sign Ayuk to this deal. They play the season out and they trade him next year. Ayuk.
Maybe.
It's possible.
Maybe.
So
the complexities of the back end of this deal allow them to wiggle out in a way if they were to want to. You know what else I found interesting though? Like, this deal suggests, dude, we love you, right?
No doubt.
We think you're imperative.
You're top six.
At the same time, there's reports everywhere that it's like, or we'll take Cortland Sutton, or Terry McLaurin, or George Pickens, or, you know, whatever the hell y'all got. Well, then do you really love him?
And that's what
I
asked Stein.
Is he that important to where you just said, you know, we'll trade him as long as you give us some other wide receiver who's proven at the NFL level?
I swear to you, Willard, I threw that at Stein, and he basically, I'm not talking for you. I go, wait a minute. You put a ring on the finger, but you also told them we were ready for a divorce.
Right.
If I'm Brandon, I'm kind of like, whoa. Right. But what does that change at the end of the day? Because I got my change, Willard.
From Brandon's perspective?
Yes. No. Because I would feel like you guys were really ready to...
He wanted to get traded. He told them that.
He never did. He never signed on the dotted line to go somewhere else.
The idea that Brandon Ayuk right now would be like, you know, these guys did try to trade. It's like, no kidding. They were worried you wouldn't sign.
See, it came off like I thought he thought it would never get to that. And the Niners signed off allegedly a couple times, Willard, on
no doubt.
What you giving us?
Rappaport still reports that even in this final hour over the last 48 hours, Brandon still could have chosen the Steelers if he wanted to. And he chose the Niners. And I don't know where the money is. Yeah. I agree with you on that. But I think also that's like what you guys are talking about is kind of the nature of the business. In other words, we romanticize all of this. So we look at the whole thing as the 49ers, right? And so that means everybody's all in a foxhole together and they're all trying to do a thing. But Brandon Ayuk probably looks at his bosses the same way everybody listening to us looks at their bosses. That's your workplace. So, like, do you all have to love your boss and agree with your boss?
No.
In order to take the contract and be like, okay, I can go to work every day? Like, yeah, that's where I feel like it's forgiven. I don't think Brandon takes this with him out onto the field.
Oh, right.
Which, by the way, there's another thing that I'm confused by that everybody is just so ready to forgive. What if he's not ready to go full bore on September 9th and... You're still all just okay that he held out for...
Well, we did that with Bosa, and we really truly didn't know until the race was over.
Right, but in theory, Bosa was getting more money. Bosa wasn't being offered what he was asking for until the end, according to what we've been told. If Brandon asked for A, then was given A on August 10th, decided to skip camp anyway, and now has put September 9th in doubt... Come on, B.
Yeah, there's no
That's
way.
That's not cool.
He'll be out there.
But is he at full? Can he go full?
I gotta imagine, Willard, from what I know. No.
So, like,
can you? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Can you two help me out? What's this signing bonus he's due before next year for 46? What made that happen? Talk to me about that. I didn't understand that.
I'm not gonna be the best person to describe this, but every contract in the NFL. Has, and this is where it gets really stupid. It has like guarantees and then sort of like actual guarantees. Okay, right. So those actual like hardcore guarantees are what is basically quote unquote kind of due at signing. And in this case, more like due over the first full season of the deal. So a lot of it has to do with what will go into an escrow account. Like, you have to pay that right away. Jed York has to put that aside, write the check.
46 of the 76.
I think 47 is actually what I heard. But yeah. And so Brandon will actually have that in hand by April 1st. And then the rest of it gets paid out over the next 4 years.
Willard, that sounds like 47 is all you got at the signing.
Yeah, it is.
At the signing.
It is.
But there's still 30 more guaranteed.
Okay, all right, got you. That's just, all right,
practical
I got you.
Guarantees.
All right, I got you.
And now's where I'm guessing. I think, you know, if Brandon were to suffer some sort of horrific career-ending injury,
well, or you now get to all of it.
I don't, you know, that's when you get into injury settlements and
Major League Baseball, you get, you know, it. Yeah.
Different stuff like that.
But. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union. It is time for what's bugging you. Termites munching, causing you woe. ATCO Pest Control, we're pros. You know, swift solutions, eco-friendly care. Check out our site for what we prepare. ATCOPestControl.com, where pests beware.
I've been holding on to this.
I feel like I should get a raise
since
for that.
Tuesday. Can I go first?
Dr. Steiner.
Sure. Can I go first?
Of course you can.
Okay, so I'm one of the dinosaurs that still uses Facebook, and I use it like a photo album. I've had a brother-in-law's birthday. We had friends in from Mississippi and L.A., and this is a PSA. Willard and Steiny, I'm hurt. Listen, I'm 50 years old. I've done high school. I'm no stylist, but when I put a picture of myself with my family, it's not to be graded. And what's happening now is men and women that I know that are older or my age are sending me personal messages through Facebook with red teacher writing circled around my shoes, my sandals, my teeth to tell me you need to do this. The Crocs don't go with the jeans. The shirt is wrinkled. And I'm telling you, it hurts me that you're this old and my friend and family, that's all you have to do to convey to me that my style's lacking or my shoes didn't match. And I'm just here to tell the people I feel sorry for you. I would never do it. And stop it. I didn't even know you could edit a picture and use the red ink to circle what you want to circle. But I am who I am. I'm a father of three. I'm not a stylist, but don't tell me my Crocs didn't match my top and send it to me. I'm over that. High school is over. Don't do it. Stop it. I got like five different ones last week and I'm hurt. Ask me how I'm doing. How's Norm doing? Not my Crocs don't match my top. Your bottom tooth needs help. Come on.
I really like the sweater that you're wearing.
I feel fly today.
I really do. I like the sweater that you're wearing.
I had to get that off, man.
And you're
it happened.
You're one of the most authentic people I know.
It happened, Willard.
I'm glad you started with you feel sorry for those people. Like, what on earth?
What are we doing?
The only mistake you're making is, dude, just stop going to Facebook. And I know why you're saying that.
I'm hearing this left and right.
You're almost using it like Snapfish. You're like, I'm just putting my pictures in there so I've got somewhere.
Right. It's me and the family.
I would just suggest maybe an iCloud account or something like that that's a little bit more private. But,
dude,
yeah,
Facebook, it's happened.
Well, they're all ugly places. They're all ugly places now. It hurts even more when it's coming from your own. Come on,
all right,
man.
I got it off my chest,
that's
man.
Good. That's good. Good Lord.
Well, I'll keep it relatively simple. Now that Brandon Ayuk's here and signed, sealed, and delivered, it's happened for the last couple weeks. Trent Williams bugs me a little bit, what he's doing. It just does. And not that he's not a great player and he can do it. Of course he can, and he's going to get away with it because he's a great player. But it doesn't mean I have to like it. And
what bugs you so much about it, if we can ask?
He is coming off very selfish to me. Like, if you tell a team, well, if you don't give me more money, I'll retire. I get that's your right. But then I don't want to hear about team camaraderie and my brothers and all that kind of stuff. Not necessarily from him, but I just, come on. I mean, he's opening up a can of worms. I think they're going to, of course he can do it, but I don't like it.
Has that been reported that he threatened retirement? I hear that bouncing around a little
bit.
Well,
I mean, last year at times they were, you know, so away.
He's done it before.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yes. I mean, I haven't heard it specifically, but I don't know. I think he sees that he's got this organization over a barrel. And there's conventional wisdom that they can't win without him. Okay, so.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm going to try to make more money then. And I guess that's the game, and I get it. I don't, you know, it's the game.
You should understand it this time.
I understand it. Doesn't mean I have to like it. Yeah. And I get it's football, which is different than the other sports, but I don't know. Just doesn't rub me.
That's fair.
It just rubs me the wrong way a little bit.
Yeah.
Better have a good year. I'm going to be watching that all 22.
IU, that's my concern.
CeeDee Lamb?
All right. The 49ers. Yeah.
Okay.
The whole team. Is the fan base now arrived at a spot instead of, because I know today's a day where everyone's like, yay, let's get excited now about the season. Are you really just like, are you going into this like, let's win week one, let's have fun, I love the season? Or are you like looking at the Niners as if they're kids not eating their vegetables? You better be good. You better not pull a hammy. You better this, you better that. Like, there's so much Super Bowl talk before week one has even happened.
Whew. But they've earned that.
I don't know if they want that. John Lynch is trying to say the opposite. Tom Brady said the opposite. The reason that a Super Bowl hangover is a thing is because you automatically have to go back to the start. It's like Monopoly. Go back to the beginning. You have to go back to the start and start over, and it's hard, and all different things can happen, and other teams are good too, and yes, that's of course the goal, but I don't like all the Super Bowl talk in August.
I hate it.
Yeah, that's not for me.
That's
not for me.
What do you like?
I know they're one of the favorites. Okay, we all know they're one of the favorites. By the way, if you want, I'll do something real quick. Grandy, you should do this. You should do this with us. You got something that's bugging you? I would bet. Knowing you, just Oregon State. How about that? Do they bug you?
No, they're not even on my radar.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Anyway, I was going to say, and I started this a couple weeks ago, since you brought up social media, so will I.
Willard, man.
I would like someone to help me. I want to not Twitter. And like, but we have
this no,
but
I know it.
I think we have to.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then there's also just the habit. It's almost like my homepage. It's where I go when there's nowhere else
to
go.
It's my new television.
But I can't find what I want to find anymore in there.
Wow. You're preaching now.
There's two things that happen that get in the way of what I actually used to use it for. I'm not Bob Fitzgerald. Get off of Twitter. Yeah. I'm not negative on Twitter. I'm just negative on what Elon Musk has done to it.
Yeah, right.
To the point now where there was always the negativity, but it's gotten worse. But now
you can't even run from
you it. You have to work your way through all of this stuff that you're not following. Man. That like all I get, like, do you get this too? It's like videos, like morbid knowledge. And it's a video of like, this person died right after this video was taken. And there'll be eight of those. Yeah. Until I can get to, oh, by the way, Adam Schefter says Brandon Ayuk signed a contract.
Man.
I hate it.
Yeah.
It's an awful, awful needed website.
That's your boy Elon.
I hate it.
I can't speak to it.
You're Kurt Flood. You're done.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
You're going to be like Oasis and make a comeback in 5 years.
Probably. I've never said never. I've never said never.
Did that go over everybody's head?
No, the other thing is Ken looked at his head, just popped around the corner.
Yeah, because you want to go. Let's go over to Europe and let's go see Oasis.
Resale tickets are $1,000. I don't know.
We'll talk to somebody.
You're my wonderwall. Right?
That's what it was. I was in North.
My favorite day is when any David Stanley sings is my favorite.
Did you hear John Sally join us?
No.
Oh, my God.
And I wanted to. Yeah,
it's still out there.
I know. Was it great?
He was on for a half hour.
John Sally.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you ever had someone that you thought hated you so much turn out to actually love you like this?
And he didn't hang up on us. No. I asked him.
He said he wasn't bummed out. He just, you know, he said we hung up on him and he was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then great. I said, can you give us John Sally? You're listening to Steiny and Goo. He did it.
And he did it?
Yeah.
Of course he did it.
Yeah. I sound like a group.
Wait. No.
Yeah, why so fast?
It's too tense. Just
I'm
relax.
A little under the weather today.
You're fine. It's 3 more minutes.
You stay at home nowadays when you're under the weather.
Grandy, what's bugging you?
Where he's sitting?
I wasn't really expecting this, so I thought of something really quick. Right now at the U.S. Open, we got a couple of Americans doing battle against each other. Ben Shelton and Francis Tiafoe.
Yeah.
A couple of the best American tennis players in the world right now. What's bugging me is that they matched up against each other in the third round. I wanted to see them both go deeper into the tournament. It sucks that one of them is going to be out after today.
Do you know what impresses me sometimes around here? Because I even saw Bonte is on vacation. He spent 45 minutes yelling this morning on 95.7. Game.
And
he's tweeting about this match.
He's locked in.
I just, as a father of three, I don't know where y'all get the time.
It's live. Ball is live, Willard.
You guys watch every sport. You'll show up the next day, and you know what happened in tennis, golf, the WNBA.
Goo and I were locked in on San Jose State,
San Jose State quarterback has a laser.
I am so jealous of y'all.
All right.
How the hell do you guys follow all of this?
I appreciate it. He's got a daughter.
Bonte goes, what's his name? Grandy? Francis Tiafoe. Bonte goes, this is a bad matchup for Tiafoe. I'm like, I don't even know what language you're speaking.
Ben Shelton's got one of the biggest serves on the tour.
I don't even know. I'm like, I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Willard, ball is live.
Oh my God, Steiny, do you have
Jose quarterback has a gun?
Brandon was there.
All right,
Brandon went to the game. He's got too much money.
I want everybody to have a great long weekend. Enjoy the holiday, and you know what? Say thank you to a union member, huh? It's Labor Day.
Is that your new sign-off?
Wow. I gotta go.
Shoot your shot. Say thank you to a union member.
John Sally.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.